Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration this morning comes from the book of the prophet Ezekiel in the 18th chapter. Once again, beginning at verse 27, we hear, "When a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life, because he considered and turned away from all the transgressions that he had committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, 'The way of the Lord is not just.' O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live." This is God's word. It was a gorgeous day, and the man had some time to kill. So he pulled into the parking lot at a local trailhead and started off on an impromptu hike. He couldn't get over the fact that he was the only one on the trail. With blue skies above and a gentle breeze singing in the trees, he set out at a brisk pace, taking deep breaths of fresh air. It was a great day to be outdoors. A half hour in, the man came to what looked like a fork in the trail. It wasn't marked, but the path that angled off to the right looked well-traveled and definitely looked more interesting than the groomed pea gravel trail he had been on. He decided to take the path to the right, figuring he could always turn around if things didn't work out. He walked on. After a few minutes, he came to a spot on the trail where a sign had once been posted. He could tell because there was a hole in the middle of the path, and the sign was laying on the ground parallel to the trail. The sign was facing up, and it was still legible, and it read, "You are now leaving the grounds of the park. Beyond this sign is private property. Trespassers will be prosecuted." That message seemed pretty clear. But what does it mean that the sign was out of place? Was this really the boundary? The path continued on past this point. The man could see it. He stood in the woods and thought about what to do. Today you heard a disarming statement that came straight from the heart of God. It came through his prophet Ezekiel. It was directed at God's people of old who were suffering and struggling. And this was the statement: "I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God, so turn and live." This statement comes at the end of a difficult dialogue. God has been dealing with the attitude of his people. And this is their attitude. They think that it isn't fair that they are going through hard times. If bad things can happen to them, They're wondering if God is really a God of justice. These are the kind of things that people say when they are in denial about their own contribution to the problem. In other words, as a human being, I have an extraordinary ability to pin the blame on other people, or circumstances and situations, or even God, rather than deal with the sin that's in my own heart. I'm not going to ask if you have ever done this. I'll just say that I have, and that it is all too easy for me to justify my own behavior, thinking that the path that I'm on has got to be the right one. But as it says in Psalm 16, verse 25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. The man stood in the forest looking at the sign on the ground. Sure, it said that this had been the property line, and sure, there was this hole in the ground where the sign had been, but who knows if this was really the precise boundary? And besides, it was such a beautiful day. There was this path stretching out in front of him. What would it hurt if he just explored a little more? With a quick glance over his shoulder, no turning back yet, he kept moving forward. And at first, everything seemed just fine. One of the sneakiest elements of sin is that it often results in what seems like a short-term victory. I find someone else to blame, so my conscience is momentarily relieved. I cheat in a way that is unlikely to be discovered, and now I have more stuff. I identify people whose opinion I think is pretty stupid, and now I can feel superior, at least to them. I finally get a little approval from my peers, and if I'll relax my standards just a little, I can get a lot more recognition and admiration. But these little victories don't like to stay little. I mean, a little is good, but more is better, we think. And so our appetite for things that serve the self grow and grow. Left unchecked, this chase after more makes me miserable on the inside and unbearable on the outside. It is a path that seems right, yet leads to the ultimate isolation, death. And what does God have to say to someone like me who seems so determined to self-destruct? He says, "I have no pleasure in the death of anyone. So turn and live." Turn and live. It sounds so easy. Yet it can be pretty difficult to navigate that turn. The man in the woods was feeling pretty good about himself. He had passed the sign long ago and was chugging right along. But then the path split off again. And it didn't seem quite as well defined going either way. He made a snap decision and continued down one of the trails into a darker part of the woods, and it didn't occur to him at first that he was losing light pretty quickly. His pace picked up, even though he didn't really know where he was going. And soon he found himself walking within sight of people's backyards. He encountered signs that were firmly posted to trees and fences, warning him in no uncertain terms to not cross the line. But where was it? More to the point, where was he? This was supposed to have been just a little pre-dinner leg stretch. Why didn't I just turn around when I had the chance? He wondered. The thing is, when it comes to turning around, we have to understand the stakes. If you take the wrong trail in a metro park and get turned around, probably the worst thing you'll have to deal with is embarrassment or being late to your next thing. If you take the wrong trail in life and insist on trying to justify yourself while feeding your appetite for sin, you're heading for death. A dead heart. You're heading for being cut off from anything good forever. If you listen to God's invitation and turn around, you will finally, truly be living, because you'll be living for more than just yourself. Turning around means turning your back on self-centeredness. And a person can only turn around and take the path of life if they believe that God is going to welcome them when they do. You'd never turn around if you thought that when you did, God is going to hammer you with punishment. And the good news of Scripture is that when people do turn around from sin and self, God runs to them with an embrace of complete acceptance and total forgiveness. How can He do this and still be a God of justice? Here's how. Even though God said, "I do not take pleasure in the death of anyone," He ordered that one should die for the sins of all. One should become the scapegoat. One poor soul should pay the balance for all sins and evils of humanity in one decisive action, and that is precisely what happened at the cross of Jesus. When you turn and come to Him, you're not turning to come and pay up. You're turning to come and receive the gift of a zero balance, full redemption, the beautiful gift of a new start. And though we never really break out of this cycle of needing to turn around, God never tires of comforting those who give up on their sins and come to Him needing everything. This makes us humble, useful people. People who are always beginning to understand that everything depends on God's mercy and grace in Jesus. Please join me in prayer. Lord God, through your prophet today, through your scripture, through the Holy Spirit, we have heard your call once again to turn and live. This is not just a portion of a history book. This is not just a case study that happened long ago. This is a call that rings out to each one of us today. And it's a very personal calling, an invitation to turn and to live, to repent, to turn around, to recall that you are a God who desires not our death, but our true life that we can find showered by your forgiveness and mercy. And as we come to realize the depth of that mercy and how full that forgiveness truly is, may that result in generous lives lived towards you and our neighbor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.